truly matters. Truly matters. June is PTSD Awareness Month. Depending on the various organizations and estimates, some 25% of veterans are still struggling with these invisible wounds of war. Isolation, reconnecting with civilian life, anxiety, depression, and God forbid and unfortunately, too many suicides. Jim Whaley, CEO of Mission Roll Call, joining me now to discuss this. And it is a growing crisis. The numbers, in some sense, seem to be trending downward, the number per day, Jim. But I'm not so sure anymore, to be honest with you.
First of all, thank you for all covering the subjects and veterans issues as a whole. You've been great about that. So first, let me thank you for all your great coverage and interest in sharing it with your vast audience. I agree with you. I think the numbers are higher than we think they are, because sometimes a veteran will take their life and we don't identify that as a veteran. Or they pass away outside and it doesn't look like an actual suicide, but the fact is that they've lost the will to live. So right now the VA says it's around 17 vets a day. There's other studies that say it's north of 20. Whatever that number is, it's too high. It's an embarrassment for our country. We need to do better. And there's a lot of reasons that these numbers continue to continue to grow.
So, and it's something else that's not often talked about, Jim, and it makes it even harder, is there are many veterans that are not in the system. They choose, for whatever reason, not to be in the system, whether at the state level with the state VAs. The state VAs in some states are better, like any other operation, if you will, or organizational structure, better in some states than others. And I can tell you from my personal experience, if you will, with, say, Florida and General Hartzell, Hammer Hartzell, he is the director, and he and his teams go out and they try to bring people into the system aggressively, so that whatever it is they need, whether it's related to what we're talking about or otherwise, they're in the system. And I think that's something else that needs to be a more concerted effort.
I agree. I mean, when you think about it, we have 18 million veterans in our country. Only half have enrolled to receive any services with the VA. At all, and also those 9 million that are missing in many cases aren't associated with any veteran support organization. So that's what we're trying to do at Mission Roll Call, is to be here for every veteran nationwide, for their family members, caregivers, and spouses, because the fact of the matter is it affects all of those people, not just the veteran. So we have to make sure that we're reaching out to veterans. And this is where I think the VA has fallen short, right? They need to engage with veterans on a community level to ensure that they receive the care that they both need and deserve. Let's serve those who served. And that means a cohesive effort to collaborate with local initiatives, engaging in communities, working with nonprofits, and really providing a holistic care to those who have served. And that has happened. And that's why I think we still have over half of our veterans not enrolled in the VA. However, you see that the cost of the VA continues to go up and up, with really no improvements in the outreach.
Yeah, you know, I brought it up because of, again, experience with watching the state VAs in action, Jim. What do you say, and my guest, Jim Whaley, CEO of Mission Roll Call, what do you say to that issue? How can we get more veterans, again, to just get into the system? Maybe some don't trust the federal VA. Maybe they, whatever reason, remember, reason aside, how do we get them even to just get into the system? If you get into your state VA, And the state VAs find out that it's something that maybe federal should be doing. They want to help. I know many of these state directors, secretaries, they want to do the job.
Yeah, and obviously if it was a simple solution, somebody would have come up with it by now, right? But like most complex problems, it's multifaceted and needs attention, not in a spurt, but in a long duration. So I feel that, again, the VA needs to work with local non-for-profits to get that reach out. A lot of veterans come from rural America. They come from the Midwest. They come from the South, and they're not in the big metropolitan areas that have great VA hospitals or, in some cases, great VA hospitals. So we need to have a national effort to really reach these people. And I think part of the problem is the whole process of veterans transitioning out of the military has been a disaster for decades. I remember when I got out of the military in 2004, it was a one-hour event, and that was it. And you were out of the military. And luckily, I had a job lined up, and I didn't really need that transition benefit. But that I was in the minority. Most veterans need a process. And wouldn't it be great if we had a national effort that teamed up businesses and non-for-profits and local communities to help engage veterans to make a transition much easier, find a job? Because veterans make great employees. They're involved in their communities. They're great coaches. They're great mentors. We want to see veterans have a fruitful life after serving their country. But some just need a little guidance in that way. The military does a wonderful job taking people from every walk of life, every creed, every color, bringing them into an organization and making them an effective fighting force that cares about one another and works well together. What they do not do a good job in is transitioning them once they leave the military. And you can understand that the military is not geared to do that. But there has to be an effort in coordination with the DOD and the VA to make that happen. Because without the military, and you don't have a job, then that's the slippery slope of becoming isolated, becoming financially insecure, and not being too successful in that transition. And we shouldn't be surprised, David, because 24%, I'll repeat, 24%, nearly a quarter, of active duty military have food insecurity issues. So why are we surprised when they out and they lose that job? They have a problem and a difficulty.